From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday released a long list of items that he said should be included in any new nuclear treaty with Iran.
We will apply unprecedented financial pressure on the Iranian regime. The leaders in Tehran will have no doubt about our seriousness.
Pompeo spoke in Washington on Monday. His list of 12 requirements included many that Iran is highly unlikely to agree to. In a statement published on Iranian state media after the speech, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani dismissed the threats. He said, "Who are you to decide for Iran and the world?" President Trump praised the CIA's new director at her swearing-in ceremony at the CIA on Monday. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
I, Jana Haspel, do solemnly swear.
Haspel is the first woman to head the nation's premier intelligence agency.
There is no one in this country better qualified.
On his first visit to the CIA's headquarters since the day after taking office, President Trump praised its staffers as the most elite intelligence professionals on the planet. Haspel agrees.
The men and women who serve here are a national treasure.
She spoke hours after the president blasted one of her predecessors, suggesting former Director John Brennan is to blame for the Russia probe. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A report published Monday by the British Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee says the British government has turned a blind eye to the role London's financial center plays in laundering the proceeds of Russian corruption. The report says the use of London as a base for the corrupt assets of Kremlin-connected individuals is now linked to a wider Russia strategy with implications for national security. This is VOA News. A committee of Zimbabwe's parliament has summoned former President Robert Mugabe to give evidence on Wednesday about corruption alleged to have cost billions of dollars during his rule. He has not said if he will appear before the committee. Burundi's Electoral Commission says 73% of voters have approved major changes to the constitution. Correspondent Mohamed Youssef reports for VOA from Bujumbura.
According to the electoral agency, 73% voted yes and 19% voted no in last Thursday's constitutional referendum. The amendments create the position of prime minister, increase presidential terms from 5 to 7 years, and will give current president Pierre Nkurunziza a chance to run for 2 more terms and extend his rule until 2034. They also give the ruling party the chance to abolish the power-sharing deals between ethnic Hutus and Tutsis. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Bujumbura.
The Dapchi Girls Secondary School in Nigeria has reopened its doors after 3 months after it was attacked by Boko Haram terrorists and 109 students kidnapped. Nearly all of the girls were safely returned home about a month later. 400 girls, however, have not returned. This student did decide to go back to school. She says despite being traumatized by the month she spent with Boko Haram members.
They snapped our photos and told us not to return to school, but I came back because I want to learn.
She said soldiers are now posted at the main gate of the school. People in Hawaii are facing a new and potentially deadly hazard from the eruption of a nearby volcano. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The lava has become hotter and more fluid in recent days. Scientists warn that a flow that's making its way toward the ocean could emit hydrochloric acid and steam containing fine glass particles.
Correspondent Ben Thomas, the Spanish government on Monday recognized the powers of newly elected Catalan leader Quim Torra, but failed to ratify his chosen administration. That means the central government will continue to impose direct rule on the northeastern region. Now briefly, Olympian Ariana Cooker-Smith has sued USA Swimming, alleging it covered up sexual abuse by her former coach. The pastor of a man accused in a car attack that killed 2 people in his family in North Carolina says he had severe depression and anxiety. And President Trump has signed an order limiting the government of Venezuela's ability to sell off public assets after what the White House calls a sham presidential election. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.